Welcome to your favorite bookish podcast, Fully Booked and Caffeinated. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Heather.
And today we have our monthly bonus episode, Bookish Banter and More, where we discuss the other books we've been reading this past month, whether we recommend them, and also our other favorite pop culture obsessions. This is January's recap, aka the longest month of the year. The country is crumbling around us, but on the plus side, Dunkin' has brownie batter donuts back.
I had one yesterday. I had one today.
I will be having one tomorrow and the next day. Uh-huh. It's just my favorite thing.
It's just so good.
And why are they only around? Well, actually, it's probably better that they're only around for 2 weeks.
Honestly, because
they're so good.
I would gain so much weight just from all like the brownie batter donuts.
Imagine if you worked at Dunkin' Donuts and you could just like scoop the brownie batter into your mouth.
I can't.
Wow.
Because that's a dream.
Yeah.
That I should never, ever obtain.
Yeah. We do not have the self-control to be in that situation. I'll tell you that much.
I don't.
All right. So let's talk about what we're drinking tonight. What do you have?
I have a Welch's Zero Sugar Strawberry Juice.
Okay.
They're very small. They're like...
Oh, what a cute little bottle.
I saw them at Sam's Club. And I bought them, because we're trying to like drink less soda, it's not really happening, but I was trying to at least just drink things with like no sugar, and they're actually pretty good, because sometimes I feel you get like the zero sugar drinks and they have like a weird aftertaste, and these actually aren't bad at all. Like Eric even likes them.
Yeah, it really depends what kind of fake sugar they're using.
Yeah, so I'm going to, if Sam's Club continues to have them, I'm definitely going to buy them again.
Yeah.
But they're cute. It came with like three flavors. It was strawberry, grape, and tropical. And they were all good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I liked all three of them.
So I have a Sprite Zero Sugar in a mini can.
Oh, look at you with the zero. It's like an on-brand zero sugar night without even meaning to.
We're just getting the like cancer from the aspartame. It's fine.
I was going to have a cocktail, but I'm too tired and it will just make me more tired. Because if I'm tired and I drink when I'm tired, it has the opposite effect.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, makes me more tired. I just want to go to sleep.
And we are recording this in the evening. And before we started recording, Heather yawned approximately 674 times. So
there's no lie. No lie to be found there.
Yeah.
That's very much true.
It's safer this way so that you don't fall asleep during recording.
Exactly.
All right. Cheers with our no sugar drinks. Okay, so tell me about your non-pod reads for the month of January.
I finished the King of Sins series that are out so far. There's going to be 7, I think, in totality. There's only 4 out now. The 5th one comes out later this year. So I read the 3rd one, which was King of Greed. This one was interesting. So this one was, the two main characters were married, but their marriage was like falling apart.
Okay.
And so they get divorced and then they like get back together.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a kind of like a cool concept. Basically, the husband becomes super attached to his career and then basically lets his relationship fall to the wayside. Mm. And she's like, I'm done. I'm over it. And he doesn't believe that she's going to leave. And then, of course, she does. And I feel like a lot could have been done with this. Like, I'm like reading it and I'm thinking of all the things that I would have done if I wrote this book.
Yeah.
Like, because it was a really cool concept, but there was not enough groveling on the man's side. Like, she took him back like way too quick.
Mm.
So I was kind of like a little disappointed in that. So it was a little disappointing, still like decent, but meh. But then I read King of Sloth, which was I don't want to say enemy to lovers because it's not necessarily that. She's a publicist. He's her client. He's kind of like a party boy. She's very like hoity-toity.
Mm-hmm.
And then he breaks down her barriers kind of situation, and then they end up like falling in love. Exactly. I guess, yeah, kind of like that. And actually, this was, I think, my favorite one out of the four that I've read so far. Okay. Yeah, this one was really, really good. So the growth of both characters was on par, I felt like. So we'll see. The fifth one, the next one, I don't know that I'm going to like, but I'll read it.
Which one is the next one?
King of... hold on. Give me 2 seconds. King, the next one is going to be... The next one's called King of Envy.
Okay.
And it comes out April 29th. So okay. I'll probably read it in May. So I'll come back with the other one. And then, like, the sixth one is going to be King of Gluttony. And then the seventh one will be King of Lust. So it's all, like, the seven sins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the leads are yet. And because I basically... with these books, they take a character from each book and like write a book about them, like
right,
a side character. So I don't know that she released who the sixth and seventh book are, but you know, we'll see how it goes. And then I listened to Society of Lies by Lauren Ling Brown. Now you know that I love a good secret society book.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a Reese Witherspoon choice.
Okay.
When did this come out? This came out in 2024. So this was last year. It just came out in October of last year. And this was like a Reese book club of the month. And I love a good society book. We read In My Dreams, I Hold a Knife, which was so, so good. There's a million more that I want to read. The narration of it was like, okay. I think that was kind of a little issue for me too. It started out really, really strong, and it also takes place at Princeton.
Oh, cool.
So I was like, okay, like a New Jersey college close to home. And then as like the storyline began to unravel, the story itself spiraled out in like a bad way. Like it got to the point where all like the twists that were being revealed were inconsistent with the plot line and kind of the vibe of the book.
Mm.
And then when you got to, and then so like when I got to like the ending of, you know, whodunit, it was kind of like anticlimactic because I was so taken out of the story. So, you know, I think I said in my review, the ending like lacked the energy that I would have wished that it had.
Okay. I feel like this might be a hot take, but a lot of the books that Reese Witherspoon picks have this same effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are twists for twist's sake and not necessarily wonderfully written.
Yeah. Because it really went off the rails to the point where I was like, I don't understand why. Like there was like, for instance, there was this whole like interrogation scene with the police. And the way that the main character was acting was so, like, poorly written. Like, she was like, oh, don't look at my shoes with the mud all over them in the back of the corner. And she just keeps glancing at them. And so, of course, the cops are going to see her looking at her shoes. And I'm just like, I can't. Stop. So, yeah. And then my other book I read, you also read, which was The Last One at the Wedding by Jason Rakulik, which we did for book club. I feel like we both vibed the same way with it. It was a good story, but kind of
not executed well.
And there was not one likable character.
That's the thing. I feel like if I had liked the main character,
yeah,
I would have felt totally different about the book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but we both said we couldn't put it down. Like we wanted to find out what happened.
Like it, obviously it kept me enraptured and I was committed to it, but I don't like that there wasn't any character that I could relate to whatsoever.
And one of our friends at book club pointed out with his writing that even from like the first introduction of a character, you feel like you know that character.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree with that. And I love that about his writing, but there's other things that I don't love.
Yeah.
I just am still so unsure how I feel about Jason Rakulik as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not ready to put him at Riley Sager level is what I'm trying to say. You know?
I think the only other male author that you're ready to put there is T.J. Klune.
Yeah, although I have seen some people talking shit about him on TikTok. And I don't know. I haven't looked into it yet. So, TBD. We'll see.
But yeah, so that was my books. I don't know that I, like, loved any of them.
Oh, no.
I mean, I guess it would have to be King of Sloth, which was the fourth book in the series. I guess. Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't like an amazing month for me, book-wise.
Well, maybe you'll have two favorites next month to make up for it.
Counterbalance it out.
All right. So other books that I read... I read The Last House Guest by Megan Miranda. This was definitely not my favorite Megan Miranda book. It's good for the summer, like a little beach read thriller, and it was a quick read. But it was just kind of a very overdone storyline. Mm. It didn't feel original or, you know, like shocking. It's just I think that she writes good thrillers, and this one was just like, eh.
Oh, okay. I've had that one on my list for a while.
Yeah, I've read other ones that I liked better, but all of hers are like so the same vibe. Like mm-hmm. small town, everyone knows each other, and then something horrible happens to an mm-hmm. outsider type of thing. And then I finally read The Whispers by Ashley Audrain. I really liked this.
I feel like I have that one too.
You probably do.
Because I have The Push, mm-hmm. and I think I also got that one from Book Garden.
Yeah, I really like The Push, and that's why I've been really wanting to read this. And all of the characters are just a hot mess. Like, there's so much domestic drama. There's infidelity. It's just so crazy. And it has really, really strong motherhood themes from all different aspects, like a woman who can't get pregnant and a woman who lost a child, and just like all over the board.
Okay. So I'd
definitely be interested in hearing a mother's perspective on it, because I know that that would definitely be a different reading experience. But I liked it a lot without that aspect, like without being able to relate to that aspect. You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is that we should do it this year.
I'd be down for that.
Because it's on my book cart. And my goal for 2025 is to do books off my book cart, even though the one that we're doing next month I bought recently, but it's fine.
Yeah, but you got it from Book of the Month, so I feel like it doesn't count.
Well, that's March's.
Oh,
this one I just randomly found at Book Garden earlier this month, and I'm like, we're going to do it.
Yes, I forgot about that. Okay. Well, we know that we're both irresponsible with buying books.
I am. But my goal truly is to attempt to do, which I did, because January we did The Perfect Marriage, mm-hmm. and that's been on my book cart for a very long time.
And now, lucky you get to take it off your book cart.
I get to donate it away. To Book Garden is what I'm going to do with that. That's exactly mm-hmm. where it's going. Mm-hmm.
So you would rather cover The Whispers instead of the sequel to Perfect Marriage is what you're telling me.
Uh-huh, absolutely. 100%.
Okay. Another hot take. Anyway. God, this is a typical banter episode. Okay, so next one I listened to, and I loved this audiobook. It was Heads Will Roll by Josh Winning. It's a slasher that takes place in an adult summer camp for adults who have been canceled.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so they basically agree to disconnect and not have their cell phones and just kind of connect with nature, and then it's a slasher, so like people start dying, and it's gory and it's cheesy and it's camping and it's ridiculous. And you know, once again, not top quality writing or storyline, but so much fun,
but entertaining.
I mean especially a summer camp mm-hmm. setting. Love it. And this was just, it was a very good slasher. I liked it a lot. I feel like I need to make a list of all these like fun slashers that you can't take too seriously, but are just like great when you want a little.
You should.
Something.
You totally should. Yeah.
Because I
feel like you've read a lot of them.
Yeah. Especially recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need to find more too. They're just so my favorite genre, you know? That's a big statement. I don't know. Don't test me on that. Anyway. Okay, so next I read Sundial by Catriona Ward. This had really great imagery, paranormal elements. It takes place in the middle of Arizona, where they raise dogs for science experiments. But that's not what the book is about. I don't know. There was a lot going on. I really liked the middle and the beginning, but the third act just got a little bit crazy, a little unhinged. I was like, we are not even in the same book that I started in.
That was kind of how like Society of Lies was. Once it got to like the third act, I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Like we just forgot everything that was built in the beginning. Yeah. So I really like her writing and her brand of horror. But I didn't love this book. I still would recommend it, but I didn't love it.
Yeah.
And then I read The Broken Girls by Simone St. James. This was a case of dual timelines where one of the timelines just isn't as good and kind of ruins the story. But of course, I love the way Simone St. James does ghosts. I talk about her a lot on the podcast. But there was a police corruption sub-storyline that just drove me crazy because it's so overdone and also so real that it doesn't feel fictionalized anymore. You know? And I don't know. There was a lot of history, and there was part of the past storyline took place during the Holocaust. So I really liked that. But the current storyline just wasn't great. I wasn't a big fan of the main character. So it could have been great.
Yeah.
But it was just eh. And then I read 80s Ghosts by V.S. Lawrence. This is another really fun one. So this is about a group of ghost hunters who go into a school that was shut down in the 80s after a fire killed a bunch of students. So the setting is this abandoned school that half of it is burned down. The setting is just so great. And the ghost parts had me actually scared.
Oh.
Like, yeah, like gave me goosebumps. And then when I turned off the light to go to bed, I was like, ooh, oh, wow, this is scary. And that doesn't happen with books very often. So aside from that, there was like this two-part twist that was revealed that was just really cheesy and kind of like surface level. Like it just felt too easy.
Yeah.
But I would love to read more from this author because of how promising like the horror elements were, you know? So I did really like it. I just thought it was like not as great as it could have been. I don't know. I'm such an asshole. Anyway, that brings me to my favorite read. Ugh, my favorite read. Vera Wang's Unsolicited Advice for Murderers by Jesse Q. Sutanto. Sutanto. I don't know. It's close. I'm already predicting that this will be one of my top reads this year.
Really? And it's only January.
I loved it. The audiobook is absolutely flawless. It made the story for me just so good. Like the sound effects, the voices, I'm obsessed with it. And I didn't even have this book on my list. I was on Libby because I was doing something around the house and I didn't have any podcasts that I wanted to listen to. So I went on Libby and just looked at audiobooks available now and it popped up and I was like, okay, this looks cute. And it was only, I don't know, like 9 hours or something. So I'm like, oh, let me listen to this. Best thing ever.
I'm going to make it my
so
next.
So cute. You have to.
I'm going to make it my next listen because I need a new audiobook for my next one.
You have to. It's so good. I loved Vera. There's a bunch of other fun characters, but this is basically the story about like chosen family, different cultural backgrounds, grief, but it's all centered around a murder mystery. So it's kind of everything that I like in a book. Actually, it made me think of you because it kind of gives Finley Donovan vibes.
It looks, the cover does too. Like it looks very, very similar.
So it is kind of giving those same vibes, but Vera is just like this adorable Chinese mother who's always like nagging her son. She sends him daily updates about like what he should be doing to find a girlfriend or to, like, it's just so good. So I love that. I just need you to listen to it. I can't wait.
I will. I'll do it. Yeah, literally, because I like just finished Society of Lies earlier this week, and I've been like putting off starting a new one because I'm just like, I'm just going to wait until February because I'm like, I just need to refresh.
Actually, I want to look something up because – why isn't this working? Because – so as soon as I finished the book, I followed the author on Instagram, and the book was actually picked up. I mean, every book is picked up, but I can't remember if it was a movie. Let me see. Okay, yes. It was picked up by Oprah and Mindy Kaling. So I remember saying like, oh, that's going to be really good.
I feel like Mindy – anything Mindy Kaling does truly is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's very exciting.
That's definitely exciting.
And then I had two DNFs, but not – I don't think they're really DNFs. I think I was just not in the right mindset. One of them is my year of rest and relaxation, and it centers around this woman who's basically going through a deep depression, and I was just not in the headspace to read about that.
Yeah.
But I feel like I do want to try it again because it's obviously something I can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started Tell Me I'm Worthless, the audiobook, and I didn't love the narrator. So that I'm going to try again, but with the physical book.
I actually kind of did something similar this month too. I started Once and Future Witches by Alex Harlow. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up couldn't get into it. I want to read it, but I just felt like it wasn't the right time for me right now. So I actually kind of I sent that one back early. But yeah. Like, I don't consider it a DNF because I'm going to revisit it. I just wasn't ready for it this month.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have that one too. And it looks so good, but that's one that you be in the mood for. And it's a long one too.
Yeah. And it, and I've heard like really, really good. Someone actually recommended it to me, which is why I added it to my Libby wait list. And it was ready. And I started it and I was like, no, not right now.
I actually saw this thing on TikTok that was like, when you've been waiting 16 weeks for your Libby holds, but then it comes and you're a mood reader, so you're not ready to read it. It's that's so accurate.
That's kind of how I was. I was like, I should have just kept pushing it.
Yeah. Should have kept next in line.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we'll try ours again. All right. So any upcoming releases that you're excited for?
Yes, there is one. Allie Hazelwood has Deep End coming out.
That's
and
one
also
I was thinking of.
The third book in the by Brynn Weaver, The Scythe and Sparrow, which I'm like,
she really cranked those out quick, huh?
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know, but that's right. No, I am looking forward to Deep End by Allie Hazelwood.
That's the one I saw that I was like, oh, I hear so much about Allie Hazelwood.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Ellis Marshall also has another one coming out.
I got it. That was my January book of the month choice.
Oh, nice. Okay.
A Killing Cold.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay. And then Hungerstone by Kat Dunn.
I was just looking at the cover, and I was like, that screams you.
It's a lesbian romance with gothic themes.
It is you.
It's literally me. So I'm excited for that one.
Awesome.
And then the book of the month, I chose Blackwood's Blue Sky. I forgot the name of it when we were talking about it before. But it's like magical realism set in the Alaskan wilderness.
Yeah, that one sounds good too.
Yeah. So it seems like it'll be a good month for book of the month.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enough about books. Okay. Let's talk about some TV, movies, podcasts. What are we watching?
It's Love Island time again, baby. But it's sure like Love Island All-Stars in the UK. Decent start so far. I get all like the spoilers for because we're like 3 days behind. Which is better than what it usually is, because usually it's like a week.
Yeah, I thought it was longer than that. That's
so
great.
We're only like 3 days behind, and there's some stuff coming up that I'm excited for.
Ooh.
But this season is pretty good. The cast is pretty – I feel like the cast is better than last season too, actually.
Definitely agree. And also since last season, I feel like we've both watched a lot more back seasons, so yeah. I know the characters more.
Yeah. And then I've been watching Love Island Australia, so I watched I finished the most recent season, which, like, it started out kind of slow, but then it really picked up and I ended up liking it. And now I just started the one before that, which I think is like season 5. And actually Lucinda is on it, who appeared on Love Island series 8, 9. I can't remember. But she's on this season of Love Island Australia that I've been watching.
Okay. Wow, yeah, there's so much incest.
Very
on
much
those
Love
shows.
Island, Love Island time. And then The Bachelor started. I watched that this week. I kind of love Grant.
Okay.
So I'm hoping good things for him. He's a very relatable lead. Like, I feel like a lot of the men that we get are kind of like stuck up white men.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Joey. Joey was literally the perfect bachelor.
Love him.
But Grant is actually like a really like down to earth guy. He kissed a lot of girls his first night. Which, like,
as he should. Well,
they always do.
That's messy. I wasn't excited about this season because, like, the promo was just horrible and we didn't mm-hmm. even get to know him on his season. But I am going to watch it because I'm always holding out hope that it'll be a good season.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, really fun girls on there. And the girl that he actually gave the first impression rose to is not your typical choice, which I really, really liked because she's very... Like, she's gorgeous, but she's not, like, model gorgeous.
Okay.
Which I really like. And she's very quirky.
I like that.
Corny and, like, funny, which I also like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that she also goes far throughout the season. And they're doing a new twist this year, which if you get the first impression rose, you get the first one-on-one date.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Which is either a blessing or a curse.
Yeah. Yeah, so she'll have the first one-on-one date when I watch next week. And there's also nice. A girl from Manalapan on there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to the cast bios episode of Love
no.
to See It? They said, what did they say? Manalapan. Manalapan. When they said it, they're like, yeah, she's from Manalapan, New Jersey.
They have family from Jersey, those girls.
And I texted Eric and I was like, I'm listening to the, because Eric listens to them too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just listened to the episode and they said Manalapan.
Oh my gosh. That's so weird. They're from the East Coast.
I know, but like she lives in Florida now, but like her hometown is Manalapan. And I think they're trying to go for like the Jersey girl thing for her because he's from Jersey. Originally.
Oh, I didn't know he's from Jersey.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
He lives in Houston now.
Okay.
And he's like a day trader in Houston. But, and when she like came on the screen and she like opened her mouth, I'm like, Jersey. Like a total Italian girl.
Oh, yeah. We could spot y'all a mile away.
Exactly. But no, the first episode was strong. Like, I actually paid attention the entire episode and I couldn't tell you the last time that I did that.
Okay, that's... promising. I'm going mm-hmm. to watch now because yeah. I was just going to listen to the recaps, but if it's going to be good, I'll watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it might fall off because sometimes that happens, mm-hmm. but as of right now, I'm hopeful for a decent season.
Okay.
So, and then Love is Blind starts next month
mm-hmm.
and if anything else dating wise starts, I think that might be it for the dating shows. Cause all I've been watching is like game show or like Love Island type stuff because like Traitors came back
mm-hmm.
Deal or No Deal Island came back
which are both so good mm-hmm. Traitors is always so good. I mean, I'm a little like last season of Traitors was so good that it's a lot to live up to.
Did you watch last night's or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so I'm not going to talk about that.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I need your opinion because you don't watch Vanderpump Rules. What is your opinion of Tom Sandoval?
Eric, every time I don't know. I need to start like live video chat, like video recording Eric during these shows. Cause he comes, the shit that comes out of his mouth, he's like, what is he on? Like he's on something, like mm-hmm. he's doing drugs in his room. Like every
he is.
Like he's so all over the place in the sweaty pits the one morning
God.
At breakfast. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, obviously, like, I don't watch Bravo, so I don't mm-hmm. really know any of the housewives or, like, the Vanderpump Rule people. But he's sick. Like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that I could watch Vanderpump Rules.
I mean, you hate him on the show. That's the point.
I know, but like,
honestly, oh like, God.
I can't even stand him on this.
The way that Chrishell hates him mm-hmm. gives me life. Like, every time, I'm literally yelling at the TV. Every time she drags him, I'm like, get mm-hmm. him. Get him.
I know.
He's just so...
And he was really annoying last night. Like, God. He had kind of a small arc on last night's episode, and he was really, really annoying. I mean, like, the faces he makes, and I'm just like...
Yeah, he's a lunatic. I mean... I love Carolyn. I'm sick of people underestimating her, just mm-hmm. like they did on Survivor. They need to cut it out.
I hate Danielle.
Why is she coming up all of a sudden? Because I didn't like her on Big Brother Winter Games or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not a fan of her. And she thinks that she is God's gift to reality TV. And everyone in their confessionals is like, wow, Danielle's a really bad actress.
Yeah. No, like, I don't even know how people are I don't know how, like, she hasn't been caught out yet. Because I'm like, she's just so overly dramatic to the point mm-hmm. that I would be like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, I saw Chrishell was on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. And they asked her, like, oh, now that you're watching it back and realizing that Danielle was a traitor, are you seeing things that you missed or whatever? And Chrishell's like, no, a lot of people were saying it, but there were just like bigger fish to fry. Like, no mm-hmm. one, she's like, I used to act on soap operas. I know bad acting, and Danielle's a bad actress.
She is. Like, oh mm-hmm. my God.
Yeah, she's really bad.
But this is a really, really good season.
Mm-hmm. Deal or No Deal Island is really good too. It's giving the same vibes last year, but now they have like extra twists and mm-hmm. teams playing and a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Dr. Will's annoying on it though.
I can't stand Dr. Will. Some returning players shouldn't be returning. Yeah, pretty much. And then, well, this is so long ago, but technically it's in January. When I was sick, like the first 3 days of January and didn't leave my bed, I watched Later Daters on Netflix, which is basically Netflix's response to The Golden Bachelor.
Oh.
So it's like older people dating. But it's not like a dating show. I mean, it's not like a game. I don't know. What would you consider it? They're not like trying to pick people. Basically, there's this matchmaker who is meeting with these older people.
Oh.
And kind of setting them up on dates with people. And then they're, you know, dating multiple people and then deciding who they want to go with. But it's not like an elimination show or anything like that.
Okay.
But I like it. I mean, I love seeing that other aspect that we don't normally get on TV.
Yeah.
So it was really good. And it's just like a little lighthearted thing to watch, you know?
You could use that.
Yeah.
In this time.
Absolutely. And then I watched Perfect Couple, the one with Nicole Kidman.
Was it
which
good?
It's so good. It's so cheesy, but it's so good. It's based on a Ellen Hinderbrand novel.
I don't want to watch it because I'm going to start the series.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the third book in the series.
And I'm not going to give anything away, but we did talk on the podcast about how every book that she writes is just centered around infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no...
Which is curious.
It's
like, who hurt you?
Yeah. But then it's like, okay, well, write what you know. But also, like, if you're good at it, I guess keep going with it.
Yeah, I said, like, she's no longer writing books anymore.
Like, forever?
Yeah.
But why?
Her last book that she put out, which I don't remember which one it was, but I saw an article that she's taking, like, she's no longer going to write any more books. Like, she's closed that chapter of her life, per se, and wants to...
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Count that money
in
private. Don't keep going and ruin your career.
Yeah, no. So she's, I think I read an article that she's just... because like she's obviously well known for doing like beach reads. They're mm-hmm. like adult women read these books on the beach. Like it's basically the entire vibe of like all her books. Mm-hmm. And so she's just kind of like done.
And she does have
a
pretty big catalog.
She has a very big catalog. Yeah, because I have a couple like Kristen had given me when she mm-hmm. like when we do like the book exchanges with each other. I have a bunch that she had. So like Kristen likes to read her too. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, I have a but so the perfect couple is part of like a series.
Okay,
they might be. You probably could read them standalone, but I'm actually psychotic and I have an OCD and I cannot read a book that's in the middle of a series.
Yeah,
I have to start with the first one. So.
There's, yeah, it's definitely good. I mean, it's one of those shows, you know, mm-hmm. like it's fun to watch. There's twists. It's crazy. The acting is great. They had some really big names in it.
They
Nicole
did.
Kidman's wig has its own character. It's so bad. Like, it's so bad. Why? And what does Nicole Kidman's real hair look like? Why are we doing this to her in every movie? Why does she have a bad wig?
I don't know. But I love her so much.
She's amazing.
Like, the greatest person on this earth, I swear to God. And she's like married to like Keith Urban. Like mm-hmm. so random. I love it.
Yeah. She's in a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's like all I've been watching has been like reality. Although I finally, Eric and I did a movie night earlier this month and I finally watched Twisters.
Oh, okay. What'd you think?
It was so good.
Yeah, I really liked it too.
It was really, really good.
Better than I thought it was going to be for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of Oscar noms that I want to watch too.
Mm-hmm. I really want to see The Substance with Demi mm-hmm. Moore.
That's
setting all these records for like a horror movie getting nominated for all this stuff. So I'm excited for that.
I also
want to
watch that Pope movie, Conclave.
Oh, yeah.
I've been
yeah.
seeing a lot of, like, good stuff about that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was another one that I really, really wanted to watch that was nominated for a bunch of stuff. But Wicked got nominated for a bunch.
Of course.
And I wouldn't, like, I'm so happy that Cynthia Erivo and then Ariana Grande both got noms. Mm-hmm. So, but it got snubbed for the director. And I'm a little upset about that. Because yeah. I think that John Chu deserved a nom for that because it was such...
That's surprising.
Maybe he'll get it for, like, the second one.
Yeah.
You know,
that
part
is surprising,
two.
Though. Hmm.
But, yeah.
I went to the theater to see Nosferatu, but it's now streaming.
I've been seeing a lot of good things about it. I know you said that it wasn't, like...
It wasn't what I was expecting, and that was kind of the problem. But then afterwards, because I listened to this movie review podcast, and they were talking about it, and I'm like, okay, I definitely appreciate it more. I mean, it still had some misses, but I will tell you, Lily Rose Depp, incredible performance.
I really actually want to watch it. Like, I kind of want to watch it.
It's not... Like, there's no jump scares or anything,
no,
so it's not scary.
I don't think it's like that, because mm-hmm. I have been seeing a lot of buzz about that one, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, it's definitely, well, it's been in the works for years. He mm-hmm. started developing it, like, 8 years ago or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's been working on it for a while. Casting has changed a million times, so, but she did an amazing job, and there's a lot of, like, physical acting in it, so... It was really good. And after watching her in The Idol, where she's naked for 90% of it, mm-hmm. she was wearing a lot of clothes. And I was like, this is so weird. and then I watched Night Bitch, which I talked about last month, because that was based on a book.
And you read the book.
Yes. And I liked the book. The movie is on...
Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Thank
it's
you.
On Hulu. Because I'm saying, like, I want to watch it, but, like, I'm mm-hmm. very much, like, I need to, if it's based on a book, I need to read the book first.
Yeah, the movie isn't really a necessary watch. It's very weird, just like the book, but Amy Adams, incredible.
She's honestly one of the better actresses of our mm-hmm. time.
She did a great job. And there's a lot of, I mean, that's a big one on identity during motherhood and finding your identity.
I remember you talking about that. Like,
so very you would much. Definitely like that one. But yeah, the movie is like, I could take it or leave it. But two nights ago, I finally watched The Menu.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
It's so good, isn't it?
It was such a good movie.
I know.
Yeah,
I loved it. Such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. And great performance by her. Anya Taylor-Joy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great performance.
Mm-hmm.
So I really liked that.
I'm glad you finally got to watch it.
Yeah. I don't know why I'd been putting it off, but the other night I was like, I had been like doing schoolwork and I was like, if I look at more words, I will die. So I couldn't read. So I made popcorn and me and Mumu watched The Menu.
Oh, I love that.
So it was nice. But yeah, there's nothing else really that I'm looking forward to. I'm pretty sure that Summer House comes on.
I think Survivor starts next month.
Yeah, Survivor, Summer House. And I started Summer House in December, but I watched all of the seasons. I think there's 8 seasons. It's so good. But it's another like Vanderpump type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched Southern Hospitality, which is, everyone says it's like the new Vanderpump. And that's really good.
I saw that on my Peacock. That showed up on like things to you should want, like things you might be interested in.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's definitely good too. And that has new episodes coming out every week. So I've been watching that every week. Just a lot of that type of trashy reality TV. Because you know that's how I get through the day.
Oh, you know what else I watched? I watched The Anonymous.
Oh, did you like it?
I did, actually. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was actually pretty cool.
Isn't it like a mashup of like 30 different shows?
It is. Yeah. And I don't quite know how it worked realistically, but it was good. I'm hoping I would be interested in like another season of that.
When they kind of like iron out the the story a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's basically
we're like, oh, we didn't watch anything. We just talked for 20 minutes about all the stuff we watched. So
I know, but it's like all like this, like it was nothing of interest.
Like, yeah, it's nothing of
January
substance.
January was definitely just like a veg month. Like I'm just gonna.
We were just trying to make it
survive.
Through.
I've lived 84 lifetimes this month.
Oh yeah.
So
what would we do without trashy reality TV?
Exactly. That's how I'm like surviving.
Yeah,
completely agree. But I did see actually. I'm going to start another rewatch. I'm already doing 3, but why not put on a 4th? They're doing, Emily Deschanel is doing it for Bones.
Oh,
and
okay.
When I tell you, like, I was obsessed. Like, I wanted to be a forensic anthropologist. Like, that was what I wanted to do from that show. And obviously I didn't do that. But like I was obsessed with that show. So I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to do that one. So because she's doing the pod. I like it when the podcasts are led by the cast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So like, the only one that I'm listening to that isn't is just The Rewatcher. But I like Alana and Ash from like Morbid. So I like that I like the Buffy Rewatch podcast with them. But like, yeah, so this is actually has like Emily Deschanel from Bones. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually like really excited for that one too.
Yeah, that'll be
good. Now I'm just rewatching 2 shows with David Boreanaz, which I'm not mad about. Because I also love him. Yeah. one of my favorite horror movies that he was in was Valentine. Do you remember
that
one? You had to have seen that one. No, you had to have seen that one. It was like early 2000s.
I probably did see it.
Like super, super cheesy. And
oh, I saw this.
I saw this. I've seen that multiple times. And I watched it because I was obsessed with him.
Wow. I need to rewatch that. Hold on. Valentine movie.
Can we watch it in February for Valentine's Day?
Yes. Please let's do it. Oh, gosh. So good. Wow, that was a blast from the past.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They've got to have better titles than this.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
All, like, the horror slasher films from, like, the early aughts were just so terrible, but so good.
Which, speaking of this year, they're doing I Know What You Did Last Summer. And I'm like, unsure about it. I mean, I'm going to watch it, obviously.
Well, Madeline Klein from Outer Banks is going to be in it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And then they tapped Jennifer Love Hewitt, too. I think she's going to be in it.
Ugh, I love Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot that they're remaking that I'm like, it's probably going to be bad, but I'm going to watch it anyway. I'm
going to watch it anyways.
Yeah. All right, so for podcasts, I haven't really been listening to much. I did listen to a new podcast called Even the Royals, and they did a two-part series on Marie Antoinette.
Mm.
And it's these two women who basically just tell like the real story behind some of these like famous royal people that we all know of, but don't really know the story behind. So that's really good. I want to listen to more of the episodes. That's just all I listened to so far. It was like a two-part thing. And then the Stories and Spoilers podcast.
Yes.
Which she did a Weight of Blood episode, which
was, I listened to it. It was good. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really good episode.
Yeah, I liked it too. And I love hearing different people's perspectives on mm-hmm. a book, especially a book that we really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good because she does, you know, like the beginning without spoiling it, and then kind of tells everyone who didn't read it yet to go away, and then kind of spoils a little bit. So I definitely like her show too. And she has kind of a little bit of everything. Like,
yeah, she just, an episode just released today that I'm really interested in listening to. It's like books about like mental health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I have that on my queue because now I've started like a podcast queue of mm-hmm. like, because otherwise I just keep missing episodes.
Yeah. And
so
then
now I've been like adding it to like, there's like a thing on Spotify. You can do like a your episodes queue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been like doing it.
Yeah, because then I'll be like, oh, I have nothing to listen to, and then I can't find something when I know that I have
mm-hmm.
all these backlogged episodes. So I'm going to get better about that. But anything else that you listened to this month?
I started listening to Gabby Windy's podcast.
Oh, okay. How was it?
It's not bad. It's not okay. bad. I like it. And I've been like listening to like Pod Save America religiously.
Mm.
And I really like them.
I really like them too.
They're just, it's, you know, I don't listen to like all like the full episodes. I listen to just them, like their banter.
Yeah. I don't listen to the interviews.
Yeah, unless they're like someone I'm interested in, but mm-hmm. I just listen to them and they're just like, it's really helping me stay informed because like I don't really read too much of everything. So it's nice to like get their point of views because they're very much educated.
Mm-hmm. And they kind of wade through mm-hmm. the headlines that are mm-hmm. meant to shock you and whatever yeah. and kind of tell you what you really should exactly. be focusing on, what you should mm-hmm. be worrying about. So I really like them too.
Yeah, I really, really like them. But yeah, it's basically nothing of like super interest. There wasn't any episodes this month that I listened to so far that were like wow factors.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously we'll start listening to the Love to See It recaps. Although, yeah, religiously.
I did listen to the recap and that was mm-hmm. that was good. The first week was good.
Yeah, but nothing else until more shows start.
I know. Although I did see I just put it on my, hold on. There was an episode that came out that I wanted to listen to. You know what podcast I started? Michelle from Survivor and Kelly, The Social Game.
Yes, I saw that they were coming out with one. Is it good?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
I liked it so far.
Because I do like Michelle a lot.
And I do want to listen to the Call Her Daddy episode, the Rachel Kirkconnell. I want to listen to mm-hmm. her episode. I have it on my queue.
Yeah, I watched a couple clips from that.
Bananas had Wells on his podcast for the Traders, so yeah. I have that on my queue to listen to. So I haven't listened to it yet.
Okay,
but that one I'm really interested in listening to that one because I love Wells, and he was R.I.P. on that show way too soon. I'm so mad.
As was Johnny Bananas.
I know. Eric was so upset too. He was like, he was like who Eric was rooting for on the Traders. It was Wells.
Yeah, he should have known he couldn't last in a reality competition show.
But I love Dylan Efron.
Oh, obsessed with him. So
where has he been all my life?
I don't know.
When Bob the drag queen said that he grew up with a not good actor, and then one of the housewives, I can't
Dolores
remember which one,
was yeah, like,
Dolores was like, "That was mean. Your brother's a good actor." I was dead. Dead. How dare you come for Zac Efron?
Have you seen Charlie St. Cloud? Cinematic masterpiece.
Have you not watched High School Musical? Oh my god. So good. But yeah, I thought that he was going to be kind of like how Sam Anzari is being, just like never talks and no one cares and like a C-list person. But Dylan is starring on this show.
I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I think that's
it. Listen, January's over. Thank God.
Thank God.
We're going to go into February like it's the new year. Mm-hmm. January is a fucking wash.
January was a whole year by itself.
It was.
So now it is New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve tonight.
For our new year. And we're focusing on the gals. We're focusing on Lerv.
Self-care.
It's
the year of us.
I'm fully immersed in school. I'm moving. I'm stressed, girl, but we're getting through it.
We're getting through it. Yes, we are.
I'm going to need more donuts. All right. That's all we have for you this month. If you like what you heard, please make sure to follow, subscribe, and rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. If you have any book recommendations or questions for us, you can email us at fullybookedcalfpod@gmail.com. Also, go and follow us on our socials to see our upcoming reads. We're on Instagram and TikTok at fullybookedcalfpod. Thanks for checking us out. And remember,
if you need us, we're fully booked.
Bye.